Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on December 12th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're very proud of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that, even when it rains. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. That's Manhattan Beach Chamber all together, manhattanbeachchamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/the South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing on this rainy day?
I am doing well. I think the rain's got you a little giddy.
Yeah, I love rain. I love it.
Yeah, we certainly need it.
We do. And, hopefully the burn areas will not get massive destructive flooding.
Oh, you didn't see the news yet this morning, did
you? Okay, all right. Oh, my God, yeah.
Camarillo, some hillsides came down. It's a mess. And they're saying that the worst of it has not hit there yet. So.
Camarillo Springs, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, it's quite an event. It's going to last all day into tomorrow morning. So tonight it's just going to be, steady, and that's kind of scary. So, it's exciting. The holidays are upon us. We've done a couple of big holiday shows already. But let's talk about retail. That's another thing that we're going to talk about, especially on this show for the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Chris Derrico from Bella Beach and Laura Mandrakia from the Cake Bake Shop. Chris Macro Derrico is a 38-year resident of Manhattan Beach, a graduate of Robinson Elementary, Center Middle School, and MiraCosta High School. She received her degrees in communications and theater from the University of Colorado in Boulder. Chris owns two award-winning boutiques in downtown Manhattan Beach, Bella Beach and Bella Beach Kids, and currently serves as an executive board member and president of the Manhattan Beach Downtown Business and Professional Association. She is an entrepreneur, a social media guru, and has an insatiable passion and love for the city she grew up in. Now, in 2011, Chef Laura Mandrakia became the owner of Cake Bake Shop. Laura comes from a long line of bakers, as both her grandmother and great-grandmother were bakers in Denmark. Her greatest culinary influence and hero is her mormor, that's mother's mother in Danish. Whether they were making something as simple as coffee and pastry or going to the farmer's market or the olive oil guy in Napa, food was always there. She taught Laura that sometimes you need just a little bit, not too much, when adding that special ingredient. Everything Laura bakes has a touch of her mormor. Raised in San Francisco, Laura honed her culinary chops at some of the best Bay Area restaurants, including Stars, Ristorante Eco, Faz, and Circa, just to name a few. A former pastry chef, Laura has worked every aspect of the restaurant business, but now pursues her first love, baking. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this morning, our local experts are going to offer some great and original ideas as far as you know, the holiday shopping stuff to make everybody's holiday extra merry and bright this year. So,
right.
Chris, Laura, welcome to the program. Again, we're so happy to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, and Jackie, program note, what were the last four digits of Laura's number?
They were 5191.
519. Okay, great. I'm going to still try to raise her while we're talking.
Okay.
So, Chris, it's so wonderful to have you. How are you?
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. Of course, Hanukkah starting next Tuesday. Or is it, wait.
The 16th.
The 16th. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Coming up.
4 days next Tuesday. Lots of things going on, but really, tell us a little bit about how you get prepared and geared up for retail in the small. We're not talking Target or the malls. We're talking normal, you know, single owner retail. How do you get ready for the holidays?
I think you really have to be aware of the community that you live in and work in. And, you know, specifically for our stores, Bella Beach Women's is we're known for our pajamas. It's we find our niche, we find what our customers want and what they come to us from, whether it's cozy jammies, flannel jammies, particularly on a rainy day like today, we all would like to be in bed under the covers still. But pajamas are a great gift that a man can get for his wife, kids, sister, mother, and who doesn't love new jammies this time of year? But I think that the other thing is many of the local boutiques, we also are cultivators of local art and artists as well. So many of the local boutiques will have locally designed jewelry. So we carry two different jewelry lines here at Bella Beach, Liz Law and Jaylin, and they live in the community. And so that's what helps us stand out is finding something unique that you can't find everywhere else.
Right.
And I know
that
is around the community as well in the other stores. Yes, Jackie.
Hey, yeah. So when do you actually start gearing up? As you say, you have your niche and you get the stuff that you know your customers are going to want for the holidays. So when do you actually start doing that? Is that like in the spring when you start putting in orders or end of summer? Because I know you're not just doing it at the last minute. You got to plan ahead for that, right?
Well, we do plan ahead. There's any number of gift shows and convention-type events that happen pretty much starting in the middle of July. And by then, you have to have your game plan. You know, what do I want sort of my store window to look like? What is my product offering? What am I looking to target? And you place your orders according, and that starts to ship August, September, and now we're ready for the holidays.
Wow.
And it really is a great, you know, the stores are decorated, the windows are decorated. Downtown Manhattan Beach had their holiday open house. North Manhattan had their holiday stroll. You know, it's a time to get out into your community to support your local sales tax dollars and the people that really do work so hard to make what our community is great.
Now, we've had a couple of great holiday events sort of citywide, and as you said, a few events on a neighborhood basis. Is there a role to play for like a weekly event in these sort of retail neighborhoods, or do you have any ideas about how we can make it even better for local retailers?
I think retailers have to be in touch with their customers, whether it's through their Facebook page, an Instagram account, emailing them, even just reaching out and calling them, being in their stores. It's that connection to community that a local retailer has that, you know, maybe like a national chain doesn't. You get to know your clients, their families, their kids, their moms, so when they come in looking for that special something, you actually know who that person is that they're looking for that gift for, you know, if they live here.
Right,
and it's
great.
It's one of the fun times of the year, like the kids' store. You know, we talk to Santa every night. So the kids come in with their moms and their dads, and they start looking around and getting excited and thinking about the holidays, whether we're helping with stocking stuffers or little Hanukkah gifts or for gifts under the tree, and their eyes are bright-eyed and excited of what the holiday means to them.
Right. It must be frightening. I mean, I haven't been involved in a business that really catered to the holidays. When I had a retail store in Manhattan, it was all about customer service because we did computer repair, but we didn't have a special holiday component to our business. It must be scary for the retailers that are focused on this season and trying to make this season, you know, as big as, you know, you hear, oh, retailers do 20% of their business in, you know, 1 month, or they do whatever. They do a lot of their business for the year in just this 1 month, right?
It definitely gets people out thinking about their holiday list. So whether you've got your group, your immediate family, or just, you know, relatives that you're sending gifts off to, like for our store particularly, we ship. And I know that Laura from Cake Bake Shop ships as well. And, you know, you want to be customer-oriented. No one wants to go stand in line at the post office this time of year. It's very long, the lines. And, you know, we're here to help with everyone's holiday shopping. And it is scary to plan in advance. How much do I order? What do I order? You know, there's always the ability to reorder. So, you know, you keep your orders kind of like base level, and then you can add to it. But sometimes the stuff that you want maybe isn't available. So it is that fine line between how much do I order and how much is too much and how much is just right. I can tell you,
right,
if my husband
right.
took a look at my, you know, it's funny to talk about flip-flops today on a rainy day, but we do know that we have amazing weather here in Southern California, and you can always kind of look to the Rose Bowl when we, you know, every year, the beautiful weather we have. So my husband just saw this giant order come in for Havaiana flip-flops in the kids' store, and he goes, what are you doing ordering this amount of flip-flops in December? And I said, honey, they're frozen. It's got Elsa and Anna and Olaf on them, and the kids will want them this time of year. And he goes, okay, you're the boss, you know. So
That's right. What does Tony know? He doesn't know from flip-flops, all right?
I know. Yeah. You know, he tries to keep the city's budget going, try keeping me on budget.
No, it's let's talk about that for a minute, because and Bella Beach Kids, even Bella Beach Kids is being touched by this, but the craze, the insanity around Frozen and that whole thing. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I finally had to go watch the movie because I was like, I need to know what this is all about. So it's a fantastic movie. You know, it's that fine line, too, I think, as a store, is like, how much commercialism do you want to do versus still trying to stay sort of like grassroots and local. We did sort of succumb and put Elsa and Anna and Olaf. We made our whole store window sort of Frozen themed. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for what the kids want. And the kids come by and they look up and they're like, Olaf, Anna. You know, even like 2-year-olds that can barely speak, they can say those words. So, you know, I love the movie. I love the songs. And as long as it makes people happy and no one's getting hurt, let's just embrace it. You know, it's a great movie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it is all about the kids. But, you know, the kids, you know, Disney or Pixar or whoever it is, you know, that's what it is. That's what the kids want, you know, and you can't deny them that. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a great thing. You know, we don't want them, you know, playing too many video games or this or that. So let's embrace a great movie about sisters and friendship and a snowman and building snowmen. So.
Right.
We're celebrating Frozen at Bella Beach Kids. And I can tell you that Cake Bake Shop makes great themed cookies, too. So she's done Frozen cookies and snowflake cookies and any theme like that. They do an amazing job. Cake Bake Shop is actually our go-to local bakery in town that we love to partner with on any number of occasions at Bella Beach and Bella Beach Kids. And they do amazing, amazing
Oh, wait. I had some of their cookies the night of the open house. I can't remember which store. I walked into a store, and there were some cookies there, and somebody said, oh, you got to taste these. And I took one bite of this thing, and it was the most delicious cookie I've ever eaten in my life. I'm not much of a sweet eater, but, you know, you walk in there like, oh, you must try these. And it was just unbelievable. I actually think I grabbed a couple of them and stuck them in my pockets.
Why not?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Looking forward to talking with Laura, and if not today, soon, because she's such a great business person as well. And I really wanted to get an update on her Amazon connection with the deliveries. I really want to talk to her about that. So maybe we'll get a chance. I hope.
Oh, well, I wanted to ask Chris, how has the retail season been so far this year? I've asked several people in several different business districts, and they all said, yeah, it's been pretty good, pretty steady, pretty even, no great highs or lows as in prior years. What's been your experience?
I think it's going along pretty well. The retail climate in downtown Manhattan Beach is pretty strong, and we're doing well. And, again, it's really having, as a thoughtful business owner, it's like, what do my customers want? What am I hearing from people? What can I bring to them? What can I make different? What reason can I give them to come into my store? And each store and business owner has to figure out what that is for them. You know, because it isn't like a cookie-cutter mold across the board of, okay, I open up and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do great at it. You know, downtown Manhattan Beach particularly, we've got a great variety of stores for people to shop in, from Tabula Rasa Gifts to Manhattan Denim for something for the guys and the girls, to, you know, a gift certificate for a massage at Trilogy Spa, to stand-up paddling and accessories from Nico Kai, Page's Bookstore, you know, sunglasses from Look Optometry. I mean, we really do have, or a gift certificate to a favorite local restaurant. I mean, why not go to get someone a gift certificate to MB Post or the Strand House for a special dinner out? I mean, downtown Manhattan Beach really does have, you know, cater to the locals and something for everyone. As does
Let's talk about the new restaurant on the scene down there, Love and Salt.
Yes.
Have you been there yet, Chris?
Yes. We were lucky enough to go to one of their, like, pre-opening dinners. Actually, Guy Gabriel, I have known since I was in high school growing up here. I went to high school with his kids, and he has been a longtime family friend. And we're just so proud of him and his longtime restaurants in Manhattan Beach, formerly Cafe Pierre, now Love and Salt, with Chef Michael Fiorelli, who was up at Marcel at Terranea. And they're doing an amazing job there. My husband Tony and I honeymooned in Positano, Italy, and the pizza that they have in Love and Salt is the first pizza we've tasted in the United States that actually reminded us of that very special time in our life, where you just take one bite and you're instantly, like, transformed back to a place. So I think we're all going to get a little hungry right now.
Well, you know, that's one of the dangers of doing the show. We do talk about food a lot. I was able, my husband and I went this week. We went Wednesday night for his birthday. And that was the first time that we were there. And Joe, did you see the picture I posted?
We
ordered the whole branzino. It's for two people, and it comes out, and I took the before and the after picture, which I thought was pretty hysterical. it was terrific. We started with two small plates, and then we split the branzino, and boy, it was very, very good. And Guy was there, Gabrielle was there, and the manager, I'm forgetting his name.
Stefan.
I'm forgetting his name.
Stefan.
Yes. So
it's definitely worth a stop in. We have a very exciting and dynamic restaurant scene happening in downtown Manhattan Beach right now. So you can definitely come downtown, shop local, play local, stay local, dine local.
And it's something
for people to be mindful this time of year. I think that sometimes we can get a little complacent with our shopping or our habits. You know, if you have a party to go to, stop in one of the local boutiques and pick up a hostess gift. Or if you're doing some shopping, you know, take a look at, okay, what local stores actually have websites, too. If you're going to shop online, see who you can shop online with one of your local stores, not just going to, you know, a big box store online. Keep your sales tax dollars in your city. It helps support the infrastructure of your city. Some things that people don't necessarily, they aren't necessarily mindful in their every day-to-day. And if we just change those little habits, maybe even instead of buying cookies or soaps online for Hostess Gift, go to Cake Bake Shop and pick up a little package of cookies to bring to, you know, a party you're going to, you know, as a thank you. So it's those little things that, you know, go to Bacchus Wine Shop, pick up a bottle of wine there. Those little things that give back to the people that work so hard in the community. I mean, I can even tell you that the Downtown Business Association, you know, and the Chamber of Commerce, these are all businesses that are locally based, and you know, they are the ones who help put on the fireworks, the holiday open house, the sidewalk sales, and the different things in and around the community. And that's how the residents can give back is by shopping local.
Shop local.
Yeah. What were the stats on that, Joe? 83 cents of every dollar that you spend locally stays in your community.
Right.
Is it 80? I think it's 83 cents. It might be a little more, but that's huge because that you know covers costs for everything from infrastructure improvements to like little league teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is over 80%. Absolutely.
And it definitely is something that you know it's still a groundswell of information that's coming out. To communities that are facing, like, what do we want our community to be? What do we want our town to be? What types of businesses do we want? And the shop local thing, like, we as local business owners have our accountant who's local, and we do our printing with a local printer, and we hire local people. So we are recirculating that money within the community, whereas some bigger stores, they don't. They come in, they open the store, you know, and they have a presence here, but they're not recirculating all that money back within the community.
Right.
It's going to corporate someplace else.
Yeah. But hey, it is a holiday season. We're excited. And also in downtown Manhattan Beach this Sunday is the annual fireworks show.
Oh, boy. The 14th, this coming Sunday, it's the best fireworks show in the country.
There you go, Joe. Hey, let's talk about that, but let's get to a sponsor first.
Yes, let's do that. Okay, well, we're talking with Chris DiRico of Bella Beach and Bella Beach Kids, and we're talking about local retail in Manhattan Beach. We're going to do some more of that and holiday shopping and where to get the best deals. But first, we want to thank a sponsor. If you want to join us also for the conversation, please do so. Give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. Jackie, who are we going to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. Now, I don't know if either of you heard some background noise on my end, but boy, oh boy, a hurricane just came through.
yeah. It's quiet right here at this moment.
It might be coming your way.
Right.
It might be coming your way. Let me know if it arrives.
I will. I will. No.
So, yes, let's get to what's happening on Sunday, because I'm sure that's going to be another big night for the local businesses and restaurants.
Right. Right.
We love the fireworks celebration downtown. And it's really not even just downtown. All along the Strand, people have holiday parties, or they have them up in their homes, and then they walk down to the beach, or they watch it from their roofs and their balconies. And this is really a way for Manhattan Beach to say thank you to everyone. You know, they could do a fireworks in the summer when people are vacationing, or maybe there's other tourists around or stuff, but this really is a community gathering with the sing-along and the Skechers Snow Park down at the Manhattan Beach Pier. And all of those festivities start happening around 4 or 5 o'clock, and then the fireworks go off at 7 o'clock, and it's a 30-minute firework extravaganza.
Right, right, with an extra special sort of crescendo at the end sponsored by Belkin. It is really a special thing. I mean, you know, Belkin is a global brand, and the owner actually lives in Manhattan Beach. It really never fails to amaze what an impact the South Bay and Manhattan Beach in particular has on the rest of the world. Have you contemplated that, Chris?
I'm contemplating it right now.
Well, look at Skechers, Michael Greenberg, woke
right.
guy.
Right.
As you said, Belkin,
right.
Body Glove. I mean,
right.
you know, there's some big innovative, you know, ideas that have come out of the South Bay. Absolutely.
Right.
I think when you have a couple beautiful place to live with a wonderful community that people want to be in, it creates people who are looking to have those nice things in their life. They come here, and we do have an amazing, amazing collection of entrepreneurs and people that have chosen to call Manhattan Beach home and also to work and live in this community.
Right, right. It's that combination, that special combination of people. These people, you know, they would have probably done the same thing regardless of where they lived. I mean, you know, it's just a matter of that they all decided, hey, it's really nice to live in the South Bay and grow your kids and have a family and all of that. And you stay. You come and you stay and you grow your business. Yeah, if it becomes a global brand, well, you know.
That's just icing on the cake, right?
Icing, that's right.
Icing, yeah. So, Chris, will the stores stay open late Sunday or do they shut down once the fireworks start? How does that work?
A lot of them stay open until possibly right before the fireworks. What we find is families come down, they bring sort of their chairs and their picnic blankets, and they get set up to make a whole afternoon of it. We have a lot of people that come into the store. Maybe they're mingling, they're walking around, they're getting their holiday shopping done, and then they'll leave their packages here and then pick them up maybe the next day or a couple days later. So that way we encourage everyone to come down, have a bite to eat, get your pizzas to go, get your picnic set up, and start your holiday shopping. But, yeah, the stores stay open almost till the end. Some of them do close down and then go down to watch the fireworks themselves to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, and now I have to ask you, what about those last-minute people, the people that just can't seem to get their act together, to get the gifts done and everything early? Do all the shops stay – are they open on Christmas Eve? How does that work?
Everyone has different holiday hours for what sort of, like, suits their – maybe, like, their foot traffic or the area that they're in. We just extended our hours actually starting yesterday. So we're open now from 9 in the morning till 7 at night. That way the moms can do drop-off in the morning and then come shop, get some of their shopping done, and then 7 at night for, you know, people can get home from work. And then the last week, right before Christmas, we're open till 8. And then Christmas Eve, usually stores close between 4 and 6 even, the smaller ones. We're not like the mall where we're staying open till 9 or something, but the local boutiques will stay open till probably 6 o'clock. And everyone has different hours, so check your favorite stores to see what their hours are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see Joe's going to be running around at the last minute.
Well, we did just get the new Lily Pulitzer in, so Joe can come see us for a certain
Never
someone.
Never mind Joe, I'll be down.
Lily Pulitzer, explain that.
Jackie, do you want to explain
familiar
Lily
with...
Pulitzer?
Well, yeah.
Are you not familiar with
I'm
Lily
Pulitzer? I'm a guy. Come on.
Well, that will bring me to my next question, Chris, about resort wear. But before we get to that, Lily Pulitzer was a gal that lived down in West Palm Beach, Florida. I guess she was a teenager in the 50s, 60s,
yep.
And came up with she was selling like ices. She had a little stand. Fruit stand. That's right. And she was there all day selling these on the beach, and she would make a mess on her clothes. So she went to a friend who knew how to sew, and she said, "Can you make me some simple dresses with, like, these colors so that when I stain myself with oranges and grapefruits, you don't see it?"
Mm.
And so she came up with a couple of these designs, and this woman sewed these dresses up for her, and they became so popular just from her wearing her design on the beach. It developed into a clothing empire. Wearing Lily Pulitzer during the 60s it was the thing, and it went global.
Wow.
I remember wearing it as a kid, and then I guess there was a maybe in the 80s it fell out of fashion,
mm-hmm.
And then she had a huge resurgence. In the 90s,
right.
Yep,
and came back with a vengeance, and Bella Beach carries her line.
It's like, I mean, it reminds me, I mean, I see the pattern in the prints. It's like the 60s all over again, but one piece. Very nice. I like them.
They do original prints.
I have several.
And, Jackie has looked adorable in her current and her like vintage Lily, but seeing someone wearing Lily Pulitzer can't help but put a smile on your face. So we do carry Lily Pulitzer in the women's store and in the baby and kid and Bella Beach kids. So where someone
but the
can get
men's
baby
stuff.
Yep,
the men's stuff is fabulous, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing like a man in, like, printed pants or a jacket to, or their tie. But so Lily Pulitzer
is one
of those.
You're saying if I wear Lily Pulitzer, I'm going to be fashionable.
There we go.
Oh,
but it is one of those iconic,
so
iconic American brands.
Mm. Mm.
It is. And a couple of years ago, Chris, I don't know if you went to this, but a couple of years ago, the Palos Verdes Art Center did a Lily Pulitzer exhibit. Did you by any chance get to that?
We were there for the opening night, and then we participated with Bella Beach and the Art Center for the for their luncheon that they did.
That's right. I saw you at the luncheon. That's right. We were there opening night as well, and what a great exhibit that was. I mean, I walked in there and it was like I was bursting at the seams. Ken Valenti, it was his collection. He's out of Southern Florida. And he brought in all of this vintage Lily that was just out of this world. I mean, the men's stuff, the trunks and the blazers. And I wanted all of it. God, it was so great. So speaking of that, So this time of year, are you carrying resort wear in the store?
Oh, yes. We actually carry, we have a great selection of the Lily Resort collection in right now, and then we have some other brands that do resort wear. And so particularly for our store at Bella Beach, it's not, we're not always seasonal. We always have something if someone's going on vacation, whether it's to Palm Springs, to Mexico, to Hawaii, a beach wedding. They can come here and get something, whether it's a tunic or a cover-up or, a dress for a special occasion type resort vacation.
Wow.
You're getting a lesson here, aren't you, Joe?
I am. You know, Lily isn't one of my favorite designers. Diane von Furstenberg is my all-time favorite.
Okay.
Say.
Okay, that's okay.
That's all. Well, I mean, they're very, you know, they're very contemporary. I mean, they were contemporaries in the 60s, and I went to that exhibit at LACMA for Diane Furstenberg, the rap.
Yeah, the DVF, yeah.
Yeah, oh, God, I love that.
Yeah.
No, she does great work. And, again, it's for, like we were talking about, shopping in stores and what makes themselves unique. Third Gallery across the street carries Diane von Furstenberg. We carry Lily Pulitzer.
Mm.
There's a Trina Turk store up the street. You know, there really is something for everyone in Manhattan Beach, whatever their style is, their taste, their price point.
Right.
You can find it here.
Right, right. And that's what makes a vibrant shopping destination region. And certainly the downtown area in Manhattan is that. Is there something else that we can do? We're always talking about improving the downtown area. We've had a show specifically about the economic, what is that? The economic reorganization or
redevelopment, potential redevelopment.
Right.
Yeah.
What are your ideas about that, Chris, in terms of what can be done to make the downtown better?
I think that the city as a whole is look, and the community and the residents and the downtown is taking a serious look at what do we want our downtown to be, what is the visioning, and they have actually engaged with a company called ULI, which is the Urban Land Institute, and the early, like the 12th, I don't have my calendar open right here, but about the 12th of January, they're going to be doing, actually the night of the 13th, the 12th and the 13th, they're going to be doing interviews in the community, group meetings, and if someone is interested, definitely go onto the City of Manhattan Beach's website to find out more information, because it is creating conversations among the residents, the landlords, the business owners about what do we want our downtown to be, and that means what's the right mix of chain stores, what's the right mix of locally owned businesses, the right mix of restaurants, the right mix of office space versus retail space, and those questions are really coming up among our community, because we need to have a vision, we need to have a game plan for the future. Manhattan Beach is one of, you know, I'm lucky enough, I've lived in Manhattan Beach since 1978, and it's a wonderful place to grow up, it's a wonderful place to raise your family, it's a wonderful place to come back to if you don't live here, and so what do we want Manhattan Beach to look like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
No one has the answer, all the answers. Everyone has their different opinions, and so we're trying to really come together, gather those opinions, and really make some critical thinking and decisions about what we want the future of downtown Manhattan Beach to be.
Right, right.
Yeah, when the Urban Land Institute, they're going to be in town for a week, and they're going to, you know, it sounds like they're going to bring in a whole army of people. And they're going to be doing meetings with everybody. They're going to be meeting with businesses and residents and government. And they're going to be doing, you know, it's a big comprehensive thing. And it sounds very impressive.
They are the best.
And we're very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I had never heard of them before this. We did a show on it, and it sounds very comprehensive, and it's going to be very interesting. And one note, I remember a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, one of our local photographers was down at the pier taking some sunset pictures, and her battery died in her camera. And she said it would be really nice if we had something like that right in downtown. Years ago, wasn't there like a Rexall on the corner of Manhattan Beach Boulevard or something like that, where you could
go
in and
you could buy... There was a drugstore where Beach Fever is. Yes.
Right, right. So you could go in, you could buy batteries, you could pick up a pair of flip-flops, you know, like those last... But no, seriously, because that like a corner five and dime, for lack of a better word,
right?
Because you need that. I mean, yeah, sure, if you're doing your monthly shopping at Costco, you can get all your batteries, but when people are visiting from the area or residents are playing on the beach, they don't want to have to, you know, get in their car and drive someplace to pick up something like a battery or film. I know I'm aging myself there, film, but yeah. So there are certain things that, you know, are necessary, you know, in a downtown, in a vibrant downtown.
That's a tall order, Jackie. There you go. That's you've identified an area that is really sort of good for the consumer, but it's a difficult business to make work in a place where you need to make a lot of money to pay the rent.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully the Urban Land Institute will be able to come up with some answers for everybody, right?
Right.
We're counting on them.
Right.
It is going to be a very exciting week for the town and the community as a whole.
Absolutely. Well,
so
we're
meanwhile,
excited.
We have the holidays to get through with holiday shopping. Yeah. Everyone needs to start getting their list together. You know, who do they have left to shop for, whether it's a little niece or a nephew or a grandparent, wife, sister, brother?
Actually, what you mentioned about the hostess gifts, I need to get on that because I've got party after party after party coming up, and I don't have any hostess gifts, so I need to get out and do that. Don't laugh, Joe. It's important.
You do. I know you do. And that most people would look at your calendar and they would say, what?
Oh, yeah, that part. I'm talking about the hostess gifts. No, but that to me is one of the most, you know, my mama brought me up right, right?
Yeah.
You don't show up at somebody's home for a party without something, you know?
Right.
And there are so many fabulous options now. It's not just bring a bottle. I mean, yeah, sure, you can bring a bottle of wine. But there are all sorts of other fabulous options out there. And the boutiques, you know, the little shops have stuff that you know nobody else is going to walk into the party with it.
Right.
You know?
Well,
we've had a lot of fun this holiday season with our Christmas tree and our ornaments on it, which have been great hostess gifts. And there's so many different girls like to do their ornament exchanges, et cetera. And we have a beach themes from vintage woody cars to sea urchins and mermaids and whales, so that's a fun thing to bring someone as an ornament for their tree, and then they'll think about you every Christmas when they decorate their tree.
Now that's a nice idea.
Beautiful, yeah,
that's
a
nice idea. Actually, I have a party tomorrow night. I got to get something today or tomorrow. I got to find time.
Awesome.
Should we do another? I got to do another commercial here.
Well, who are we going to thank?
Well, the Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar, maybe James will call in and give us some stuff, is brought to you by The Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Kozinski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar. Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. 40 wines by the glass. Wow. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room or dine al fresco on one of the patios. In keeping with a treasured beach city tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com. That's all spelled out, thestrandhousemb.com. The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach.
All right.
And I'm going to be there Sunday night.
Right.
For the fireworks.
Excellent.
There we go. We'll see you there.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be there.
Absolutely.
So I know that Laura was unable to make our call this morning, but I did just want to say
yes.
You should definitely, for those listening, follow her on Instagram. Her Instagram is EatCakeMB, and my mom follows her on Instagram. She lives in Palm Desert, and she came out, and she's like, I have to go to Cake Bake Shop and get their jelly-filled bomboli. And we went down there, and they were sold out. She was so sad.
Oh.
But,
Well, we were able to pick up some before she left?
Yes, yes. But we were able to pick up some chocolate croissants and some other delicious she's got these amazing scones and egg sandwiches for breakfast. And then, again, for any, like, cake needs, you know, she can bake anything. And her cookies, her salted chocolate chip cookies, are to die for. So they're
that
amazing.
That was it. That was it. That's what I had. The salted chocolate chip cookie. Oh,
yes.
My God. Oh, they are so good. They're, Joe?
Yes.
Have you tried these yet?
No, I haven't, and I can't wait.
Oh, it's an experience. You've never tasted anything like this. They are so good.
And she's very easy to find. I mean, if you just type in and Google Eat Cake MB, you're going to find her Instagram account. You're going to find her phonogram account. And it's pretty special. Wow.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's what I can bring. That's what I can bring to the party tomorrow night.
Cookies?
A box of those cookies. Yeah. I'll be the most popular person at the party. That's it. That was easy.
And speaking of Instagram, you can follow us on our Instagram is Shop Bella Beach.
Shop Bella Beach.
Yes.
Joe is looking it up as we speak.
I am.
And that's for the women's store and the baby and kids store.
Well, it's what's interesting about the different social media accounts that you can have. Instagram is really becoming one of the bigger ones and has always been big for food, but I think all retailers really should know that an Instagram account really is very, very powerful because just like I did, I just Googled Shop Bella Beach. That's it. And up comes the Instagram account. You click on that and I see all these fabulous, fabulous pictures of kids and, you look at this child in this beautiful outfit and you think, my child would look wonderful in that outfit. Where can I get it?
Well, yes, visual is very powerful.
It's powerful.
It's very powerful. Everybody loves a picture. Everybody loves a video. Yeah.
Right. I love it. I see a picture of your Christmas tree.
There it is.
I love it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's perfect.
No, we do have fun with it, and we get to take pictures of beautiful sunsets right outside our door, pictures at the beach. We have all the little ones running around in cute little styles from Bella Beach Kids, whether it's for a first birthday or a birthday party or a holiday event. And then myself.
Yeah, that's something you do all the time. When customers come in and try stuff, you take pictures of them in the outfits.
Yes. Yes, or they send us great pictures, too. So we really do get to be part of their lives, whether it's a new mom coming in because she's just found out she's pregnant and she wants to buy a gift to tell her husband that she's pregnant. We've had that. To grandmas coming in for the first time and aunties and uncles for the first time, to first birthday parties, or we help outfit the girls and the boys for cotillion, which is when they're like 7 and 8 years old. So it really is special to be, a part of people and their special families and their special memories.
That's right. Cotillion is coming up. I drove by the Neptunian Women's Club the other day, and they have a big banner out front about cotillion.
Yep.
Wow.
It's they do different themed dances and events, but it's a lot of fun. The kids enjoy it.
Yeah, speaking of aunties and uncles and grandparents coming in and buying stuff. This past summer, my niece was visiting me, my 12-year-old niece, and I took her in there, and we bought the most adorable dress for her. And I'm so upset because I think she's already grown out of it.
Oh.
I mean, she's at that age. She's just sprouting like a weed. And she got to wear it a few times, and then it just, they grow up so fast.
Then we put a T-shirt under it, and we call it a tunic top with leggings.
Okay, all right. We can try that.
Don't forget, there's holiday parking throughout the downtown, right in front of Bella Beach. Holiday parking. Happy holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we have 2 hours
of
free parking in downtown.
Right.
Actually, right. Throughout Manhattan Beach. North Manhattan Beach.
Throughout Manhattan Beach.
Wherever there's a metered parking, the city kindly thanks the residents and does 2 hours of free holiday parking. So you'll see the red bagged meters, and that's what that means.
Right.
But you still have to abide by the two-hour parking limit. But it is a great thing to pull up into one of those parking spaces and to see those red bags and know you don't have to put money inside.
I love those red bags, and you know how I know that, because I'm looking at your Instagram account.
You can find out so much on our Instagram account.
For instance, Chris, where were you during Thanksgiving?
We were in Greenwich Village, New York, and then Lakeville, Connecticut, with my aunt and uncle and cousins.
All that snow. There was snow everywhere.
It snowed. It was magical. It was everything you would want with a family holiday like that.
Wow.
I'm used to building snowmen in the sand here, so to go back east and get some snow on that holiday was very special.
It's always wonderful to travel and to get to experience other places, particularly this time of year. But you know what we say, back to the beach. Always head back to the beach.
Yes.
And that is the true thing, that no matter where we go or how fabulous that place is or a wonderful vacation, we do get to come back here. And and that is something special.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I travel with friends. I have a couple of girlfriends that we take trips together, and as wonderful as our trips are, they're like, okay, back to the grind. I'm like, well, back to the beach for me. I like to rub it in.
Well, and that is a little bit of like what's fun about Instagram or Facebook is we do get to take those pictures of the beautiful sunsets this time of year, you know, come downtown to Manhattan Beach, shop, dine, and then go take a walk on the pier and look out over the ocean. It's pretty great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Can't get that online.
Wow. No, you can't get that online. No, not at all.
So, and again, that kind of speaks to what it is about shopping local. It's the experience, you know, where you know your local boutique owner. I mean, people know me. They know my husband, Tony. They know Heather, my stepdaughter. When you go into Tabula Rasa and you see Maureen and you see Linda at Page's Bookstore, Laura at Cake Bake Shop. I mean, these are the people that live in the community and the residents and give back so much, too.
Oh, there's another one. I'm glad you mentioned Tabula Rasa. That's a great shop for hostess gifts.
Oh, that's
a terrific shop. Yeah, I'll have to stop in there too. That's. And she's been posting. You know, I get regular emails and stuff from her store. You know, with telling us the latest things they've got in. They got pictures of stuff. I mean, it's terrific. It's terrific.
Right.
You can practically get all your shopping done before you even get to the store. You can walk in and say, okay, I want this and this and this.
Which I love. Does have something for everyone.
Yeah.
And again, very easy to find, Tabula Rasa MB. And you'll get both their website and their Instagram. Somebody's doing social media pretty well.
Mm.
There you go.
You know what this reminds me of? The MB, how everybody's tacking MB onto the end of their store name?
Yeah.
How Facebook first started. Remember, it started at Harvard, and it was supposed to be only if you had the
.edu
Harvard.edu or something like that.
Right.
That's how it started, and this is reminding me of that. Where if you are a business in Manhattan Beach, you should tack that MB on the end of it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, and you can follow our Downtown Manhattan Beach Facebook page too. And then we're always posting the events that are happening or the other local shopping that's happening in downtown or restaurants, and sometimes there's special events at different restaurants. And it is, you know, you want to stay in touch with what's happening because we really do have, there's always something going on in North Manhattan, downtown Manhattan Beach, you know, different restaurants throughout town, at the shops, whether shops are doing special trunk shows with local jewelry designers or a clothing designer. You can get out, you know, into your community, mix and mingle, and like we're talking about, get your holiday shopping done.
Kelly does a great job of that with that DTMB website. She does a good job with that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The Facebook page, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I follow it. You know, I got to keep up with what's going on. Yeah.
Yes, there's some big changes coming down the pike for all social media sites, Facebook in particular. They're going to start trying to monetize their site in 2015. I've just been reading some technical articles about that. But it's very important that small business owners get involved and get their social media act in order. I know, Jackie, you're doing some amazing social media stuff now, and it's paying off for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I hired a company to handle my SEO and social media platforms. And Joe, listen to this. My goal was to triple my page views in 1 year.
Right.
I've tripled them in 1 month.
Right.
Yeah. So this is like, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what are we going to accomplish by the end of the year? I'm freaking out just a little bit. But yeah, it just goes to show the power of it. When you get somebody that knows what they're doing. So yeah, it's big.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, it's been fabulous. We're getting towards the end of the show. Chris DiRico, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks, you guys. It's always great to be on your show. And come out and shop while it's raining. The stores are open. The business owners will be welcoming you with open arms to see you during this inclement weather. It's also pajama day today at Bella Beach, so all of us will be in our jammies.
Okay.
Hey, and the weather is a great excuse to pull out those fashion rain boots we all have now.
I
wore mine a couple of weeks ago. I have these leopard rain boots.
Yeah.
And I put them on and walked around it. Those brought a smile to many faces.
So our websites are, it's bellabeachkids.com. And then shopbellabeach.com is for the women's store. And many of the local boutiques in downtown do have their Facebook pages and Instagram, so follow us. Follow us on Facebook at it's Bella Beach, the and sign, Bella Beach Kids. And can't say it enough, shop local, dine local, play local, stay local.
We're going to have you on more, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an amazing guest. I mean, you've got the Tony connection. You've obviously got all the talking points.
She's got the Tony connection.
She's got all the talking points
for the city. Tony has the Chris connection.
Oh, yeah.
Tony has the Chris connection, exactly.
Of course. And
she's got her finger on the pulse.
You do.
Yes,
we love to have you.
We love to have the experts on, you know?
It's wonderful. And, of course, we want to have the experts on for Manhattan Beach and for the South Bay, and we do often, and it's wonderful. It's been a great show, and we're going to be back on Tuesday. We're going to be back on Tuesday with
preparing for disaster.
Preparing for disaster in America. We're not quite sure what the show will be, but it's going to be fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us, all of you, and have a wonderful weekend. The holiday season is still in full swing, and do not miss the fireworks on Sunday if you can make it at all. It's going to be fabulous. Please join us. Thank you very much, and thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. Talk to you guys
soon.
Guys. See you then.
Thanks, Chris.